riders on the storm.
It's sweeping the country. The new Dalton hit album, The Ventures Twist Party.
The all-American half pound. Pure beef patty. Lettuce, tomato.
Now, girl, darn it. You kids call that dancing?
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
It's the Mattel Thunderburp with the real vibrasonic sound chamber that's loaded forever and ever.
Little indie rock electro remix.
This vault of 10-inch steel plate will open only to the frequency of my own voice repeating this equation. G for gamma, B for beta, A for alpha, omega for open sesame.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
It's wrong. Shockingly wrong.
Harmony's layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Only you knew what Show Before Us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Wow, what a talk!
I want you to trip like I do.
President Bush has authorized spying on American citizens as part of his war on terror without obtaining court approval at any time.
Just exactly what reality are we checking?
Thank you.
We could have made wonderful music together.
The Hypnotize.
And music lovers, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, community, freeform, and educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Bucher, back from a week off. Thanks to Savoir Faire for filling in for me last week. And, well, tonight's show, earlier, DJ Easy Ed, my good friend, was unable to make his show from 6 to 8 p.m., and I've been hankering for some of his styles of music, and thusly, tonight's theme is called From the Vaults, with The Ventures, Norman Petty, and Bon Scott era AC/DC. It was DJ Easy Ed who first turned me on to Norman Petty, the incredible American music producer, who actually was Buddy Holly's recording engineer and kind of producer, but he produced so many other artists in that 1950s and 60s and going forward era. And he had a recording studio in Clovis, Arizona. And he also owned an AM and an FM radio station there as well. But just we're going to be hearing lots of the music that he produced. And then DJ Easy Ed also lent me the Ventures in the Vault series. Four CDs with like 26 tracks on each of them from the Ventures Vault. And then there's this AC/DC album, Volts. And that was actually the fourth CD in a package that they had put out many years ago, but of a little bit more less slickly produced pieces, shall we say. Actually, a lot of songs that they made recordings of while they were still working out what those songs were going to be. And in particular, that last song that you heard in our intro set, Dirty Eyes, was an early recording that later turned into A Whole Lot of Rosie. But it wasn't quite that yet. It was a different song called Dirty Eyes, yes, from one of our three features this evening, Volts, Bonfire Disc 4. Then before that, The Ventures from In the Vaults, Volume 3. That was Kickstand. And The Kingpins started off our intro set with Door Banger, aka 94 Second Surf, from That Swift, instrumentals from the Norman Petty Vaults. So The Ventures are the best-selling instrumental band of all time, having sold something like 100 million records. And they were also very important for the role that they played in surf music in the late 50s and 1960s. And then they went on to influence so many other aspects of rock and roll through what they did. And, well, backing me up right now is the DJ Easy Ed theme song, Sandy Nelson's Tough Beat. So, yes, tonight's another triple feature, Tears of the Gods. Like 2 weeks ago, when Paul Goodwin came on and our show then was Jets and Other Arrow Things. And that was a great high-energy show featuring the Australian band Jet, Joan Jett, and America's biggest-selling rockers, Boston's Bad Boys, Aerosmith. And it was fun to have Paul on the show here. And we've now got a plan to have him come on again with a prog rock show. And he's working on some ideas, like an American prog rock artist, a British prog rock artist, and a Canadian prog rock artist. And maybe some Pink Floyd as our ambiance back in track. So I'm real eager to go and see how Paul puts that together, and we'll probably be doing that later this summer. So stay tuned. Well, let's get the rest. Oh yeah, and I also wanted to mention in there our audio clips from who knows where this evening. Well, we've got a lot of vintage commercials for you. And it was also fun to go and have one of my favorite WMFO DJs ever, Alexandra Kittle, in the intro set talking about about artists and not being spoiled by the previous masters. And well, we'll be hearing from her again in the next set. But yeah, lots of vintage commercials and a little bit of Groucho Marx sprinkled around. All that and more on your Friday night sound collage party. Yeah. Here are the Ventures starting off. And this is, well, a pretty traditional song. Their version of Green Sleeves. And, well, we'll follow that with some Norman Petty and then some AC/DC from Volts, Bonfire Disc 4, and then we'll do that again. And that'll be the end of the set. And then we'll have the next set, which will basically be that. And that's going to be the way the show goes. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yes, only on WMFO.
G.I. Joe is G.I. Joe.
other day, I called up my wife. I said to her, honey, I've been thinking about the last time we had sex. I'm getting excited. She said, who is this?
We'll be right back. You should have licked that girl where she licked you.
It's wrong. Shockingly wrong.
More fun than getting dirty.
It doesn't make sense to me why other people wouldn't.
Now, God darn it. You kids call that dancing? Now, ain't that pitiful? Just God darn pitiful. Tell me you want me to dance to that hogwash? You'll never get me to dance to that. That's for God darn sure. Grandpa. Well, I might try it just once, mind you. Hold it, God damn it, you're stepping on my feet. Oh, wait a minute here, you're spinning me around too fast. God damn it, hold it, I said. Okay, hold it. Now, wait a minute here. You're stepping on my feet again. God, God, son, you.
The ability to fly no longer available in Bud Light.
Medium-priced cars, car for car, across the board. The 1958 Edsel is the one that's new and the lowest price, too. So see your Edsel dealer.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this evening, we are going to the vaults for our show with The Ventures, selections from their In the Vaults CD series, volume 1, 2, 3, and 4, and Norman Petty, the incredible American producer, and also to the AC/DC vaults with the Bon Scott era Volts album, which has a whole bunch of songs that they were working on before they released them, with different lyrics and different riffs. And we are joined here in WMFO Studio A as well by DJ, Sonic Manipulator, Anarchist, Chuck Yu.
Well, thank you.
And, thank you for filling in last week on the bingo show.
Oh, that was a lot of fun, that summer theme.
Yeah, that was a great summer theme, and I was listening to it this morning at the gym, and, well, tears came to my eyes when you played those two songs about the water and people potentially drowning. And I remember Dean Wallace.
Oh, yeah, he drowned like 2 years ago now? Was it 3 years ago already?
Yeah, I believe 2 years ago. And, I'm thinking of it's the summertime, and perhaps before summer ends, we'll have a show kind of remembering him. And
enjoy the water, but be safe out there.
Yes. You know, in fact, I was a couple of years ago, I had a pretty illuminating moment regarding that. I was swimming in Walden Pond, a place I really love, and I just got a bunch of water caught in my throat and I was spitting it out. But it was just a freaky kind of thing where I involuntarily panicked and some more water got in my mouth. And, I got out of that, but I just made me realize, I mean, it can happen to anybody, and it just, you know, takes something like some water going down and getting freaked out a bit by that.
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Big friendly letters on the cover of a book way back in the early 80s.
And even better than that would be many people take floats with them when they're swimming, and it doesn't slow you down particularly a whole lot. And what I found at Walden Pond was just to not go into the particular deep water. In fact, well, it's different this year, but I liked going along the shore. There's cool stuff to see there, the roots, and so staying close by.
Well, it seems like we talked all the way through the Ventures here. I wanted to mention why I'm enjoying the show a lot, because at 13 years old, one of the first albums I bought was The Ventures' Let's Go.
Oh, okay. I mean, not that I know that album in particular, but yeah, first albums. Are fond memories.
Yes.
Mine were the Beatles' Rock and Roll Music with all of the silver... the silver cover. I was really attracted to that. And then Kiss, the first three albums packaged up as one. I don't know that I'm so proud of it, but it's just a historical fact. Gene Simmons, I basically used to idolize him, and now I think he's just a real jerk. A talented musician, based on the number of commercial songs that he wrote, just a real jerk when it comes to dealing with people.
Apparently so was Chuck Berry.
Yes. Okay. You can say a lot about him. So going over the music, in the last set we started off with The Ventures and their cool cover version of the traditional song Green Sleeves from their In the Vaults Volume 2, and then The Five Counts. That's Swift as produced by Norman Petty. And then AC/DC, Touch Too Much, which is there's a song of that name on Highway to Hell, but it's got different lyrics and it's got different riffs. So is it the same song? Well, it's like grandfather's axe. You know, here's an axe that was from my grandfather, except the blade's been changed. And then the handle's been changed as well.
But other than that, it's grandfather's axe. And that's a philosophical problem. And then we heard from the Ventures once again, and the real McCoy from In the Vaults Volume 3, The Canadian Nomads, as produced by Norman Petty. Their track was The Las Vegas Scene. And then Bon Scott and AC/DC, It's a Long Way to the Top, If You Wanna Rock and Roll. So one thing I wanted to mention is that the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market is cruising around the city on Fridays and Saturdays, bringing locally grown produce to residents. And on Fridays from 11 to 1 p.m., they're over at the Council on Aging at 167 Holland Street. And then from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Fridays, they are at the East Somerville Community School.
Oops, missed that.
But tomorrow morning, over at the North Street Housing Development, they're going to be there from 10 a.m. to noontime. And that's when I'm going to go. Because I'm going to go out, finish up my run, and pop over there. And they have, well, perhaps I shouldn't be saying this too loudly, but if you get there early, they have these giant scallion bunches for like $1.50. 75 cents if you're a senior and you have one of these other ways to get 50% off. But they are spectacular. Fresh out of the ground, giant scallions.
And this, by the way, is a public service announcement, not a commercial.
Yes, because, well, it's not free, but it's, yes. And then at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., they move over to the Mystic Housing Development at 530 Mystic Avenue. But if you want to find out more information, the easiest way is just to fire up your favorite search engine and type in Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. And this, of course, has been a public service message from all of us fruits and vegetables here at WMFO. Tufts Community Radio. The WMFO in Medford, yes. And perhaps, Chuck, you could mention this. Not quite a public service announcement, but some listeners might be interested.
Oh, Mescan Normal Summer Members Picnic is Sunday, July 30th from 1 to 5 p.m. in Salem Willow Park. Where might Salem Willow Park be is a question. They'll be holding their annual summer members meeting and picnic on Sunday, July 30th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the gazebo on the hill on the north end of the Dead Horse Beach at Salem Willow Park. Mass Can Normal will provide picnic foods and beverages. As with all Mass Can Normal meetings, this meeting is open to the public and all are welcome. They may be voting on agenda items, so please keep in mind that in order to vote, you must be a current member. Your membership expiration is on the envelope label. Well, I don't have an envelope label here right now. And I think my membership did expire, actually. I got to do something about that. Call for rally volunteers and driving directions from Route 128. You can travel 95 North. So it's in Salem, apparently. For more information, you can go to www.masscan.org. It's MASSCANN.ORG.
Thank you. Well, let's get back to our Friday night sound collage party. And, well, what we're going to be doing is playing some Ventures, some Norman Petty produced music. And we'll do that a couple of times. And then we'll finish off with another AC/DC song from Volts. I'll tell you, it's Backseat Confidential, and it's an early recording which ended up turning into the song Beating Around the Bush, but it's not quite that song, it's something else. So stay tuned for that.
Let's find out.
Sometimes my kids seem like a bunch of kangaroos.
We have pictures of you so-called mooners. And just because the pictures aren't of your faces doesn't mean we can't identify you. At this very moment, those pictures are on the way to Washington, where the FBI has experts in this type of identification. If you turn yourselves in now, you may escape a federal charge.
Going to rule. American history, practical math. make more money? Of course we all do.
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud? Shrunken heads for all occasions. Collect them, swap them, give them to your witch doctor friends.